It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. On today's ship schedule, we have 5 inbounders, we have 5 outbounders, and we have 7 vessels anchored off Astoria in the river. In our marine weather forecast, we have another weather system coming in with increasingly gusty winds and higher seas beginning tonight into Wednesday. High pressure will likely build back over the Northeast Pacific and our waters later in the week. Today's marine weather forecast, west winds to 5 knots, wind waves from the west 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, west swells 5 feet at 9 seconds. And today we'll talk about the possibility of a new port being added to the Columbia River, and we'll talk about what that means. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We've got the Oceana Regatta coming into the port of Astoria. She's a cruise ship. She'll be there early this morning, maybe there by about 7:30 or 8. Arriving from San Francisco, she'll be here for the day and leave about 3 p.m., and she is headed for Alaska. The African Quail is a bulk carrier, a cargo ship arriving from China headed to Vancouver. She, I think, has wind energy equipment on board. She'll pass Astoria around 4 p.m. You might see her in Vancouver by about 10 p.m. Next inbound is the Buenaventura, arriving from Mexico headed for Longview. Her cargo is industrial salt, and she will probably pass Astoria about 4:30 p.m. and be in Longview by about 8 p.m. Next inbound is a ship with an unusual name. She's called the Giant's Causeway. She's arriving from China, headed for the Port of Portland to pick up potash. We'll see her pass Astoria at about 4:30 p.m. and maybe be in Portland by about 10:30 p.m. So this ship has a pretty unusual name, and whenever I see anything like that, if I have time, I try to look it up. And so this is what I found out about Giant's Causeway. This ship may be named for a place in Northern Ireland called the Giant's Causeway. It's an area of about 40,000 interlocking basalt columns, the result of an ancient volcanic fissure eruption. The Giant's Causeway is a World Heritage Site and a National Nature Preserve in Ireland. She'll pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 10:30 p.m. And next inbound is the Otago Harbor. She's arriving from South Korea, headed to Portland. I think cement is her cargo, and she will pass Astoria around 12:30 a.m., so early Tuesday morning, and be in Portland by about 6:30 a.m. tomorrow. In our outbounders, we have the Daphne heading out of Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat there. Leaving around 8 a.m., she could pass Astoria outbound around 1 p.m. The Anzac Wyoming is leaving the port of Portland with soda ash on board. She's leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The SLNC Magathy is leaving Portland. She's a container ship heading out of the port of Portland, leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. And the Roscoe Ginko is leaving Longview carrying wheat, leaving around 2:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. And the ATB Cape Ann, leaving Portland carrying petroleum, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. And in our Astoria anchorages, we have the Perseus, headed for Kalama. Corn, soy, or wheat there is what she's going to pick up at the port of Kalama. She left the Astoria anchorage around 3 a.m., probably arrived in Kalama at about 8 a.m. this morning. And the rest of our ships in the Astoria anchorage are all awaiting orders. They are the Navios Asterix, the BBG Confidence, the RB Maya, the Irmus, the Prevail, and the Chilis Blossom. And those ships are all awaiting the opportunity to head upriver to pick up cargo. So you'll see them sitting very high in the water. You'll see a lot of that dull red bottom paint, which is submerged when they come downriver carrying cargo, because the weight of the cargo causes the ship to sink down in the water. Ships are made to carry cargo, so they are safest and most seaworthy with cargo on board. Well, today I'd like to talk with you a little bit about ports. Ports are places on the river where ships go. One of the things I do daily on the Ship Report is check on the comings and goings of ships on the river in and out of ports. Those ports are the same every day, and that's one thing you can usually count on. But it looks like the Columbia River might actually add another river port to its repertoire soon, thanks to efforts by the Port of Woodland. They don't have a dock on the Columbia River currently to allow ships to load and unload cargo, but that could soon change, and it would mean that ships would be coming into the river headed for Woodland. That's an option that currently doesn't exist. An encouraging thing about this proposal is that the port seems to be actively soliciting input from its community. But a thing about ports first. What is a port anyway? While technically, a port can be any dock where a ship ties up to receive or unload cargo. But the term port, when it's used like the Port of Woodland or the Port of Vancouver or the Port of Portland, say, to refer to terms that you may have heard, refers to a specific entity. Ports, in this case, are separate government-designated port districts. They're municipal corporations with the primary goal of developing the economies of their respective regions. So they're all about business development. Here's an article from the Longview Daily News, a local paper that often has interesting maritime news. The Port of Woodland in Washington wants to bring in business and is considering building a dock to unload and load goods off the Columbia River. Officials are asking for the community's input on possible long-term plans, where construction is not slated to end until 2031 at the earliest. The port is in the early stages of studying and designing projects for Austin Point and Woodland Bottoms, which are port-owned land parcels that have remained empty for decades. That's according to Port Executive Director Jennifer Ray Keene. Ray Keene said the port has potential to grow and bring new jobs to the Woodland area. Consulting firms set up presentations last week at the port's open house at Woodland High School and answered questions. David Evans and Associates Incorporated discussed the port's rail options, KPFF consulting engineers reviewed possible port industries, and Ecological Land Services discussed environmental effects of development. Ellis Beckwith, project manager with KPFF, said the company is studying the possibility of constructing a shipping terminal at Austin Point, where the Columbia and the Lewis Rivers meet. What type of business will be introduced to the area is still up for discussion, but the port's commissioners have made one thing clear: no fossil fuels. They would accept grain terminals, production of clean energy, or metal and wood products, according to the port's website. Attendees were encouraged to fill out comment cards, and they can also give their feedback through an online form on the Port of Woodland website. Here's a quote from Port Executive Director Jennifer Ray Keene. "If 99% of our community comes and says, no, we do not want any of this here, then the commissioners have made it clear they will not go forward. We want this to fit what the community wants," close quote. So far, many of the comments have been a mixture of curiosity and concern about being environmentally friendly. Francis Neglich, senior wetlands biologist and founder of ELS, said Austin Point often sees an influx of fish who come in when the Columbia River's tide rises, but it can sometimes pose a problem when the tide lowers and fish don't have an easy way back out to the river. It makes them easy targets for birds and fishermen. To help this, Neglich said they are studying the possibility of installing a channel in the wetlands. So that's the story from the Longview Daily News. It sounds like the Port of Woodland is taking a cautious and community-centered approach to expansion. It could result in new port docks on the Columbia River where ships can go. I'll keep you posted on any further developments as I find them. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.